And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
And we're back at it again.
Yeah.
After every time we have a little bit of an absence.
Yeah.
Now the audience wouldn't know because we're on top of it.
Go ahead and say it.
As they say in the business.
Go ahead and say
it. No, I'm
it.
Not going to say it.
Say it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But.
It's Peek Behind the Curtain.
We did
it. Okay. Anyway, Peek Behind the Curtain.
Yeah. Anyways. What's up? Yeah. So it feels nice getting back to it.
Yeah.
There's like a void.
Yeah.
When I skip a week.
So it's funny, which I didn't want to necessarily lead off with this, but like we migrated our website to a new website. I'm slowly building that up.
Yes.
And I think it's coming together really well. But I went a step further and migrated all of the podcast over to, which was a big thing. But I don't know how it actually works to upload a new episode because I just migrated over. I didn't actually upload one.
Right.
So people that are hearing this, obviously I figured it out, but I'll be interested to see like,
yeah,
be a test. How that works. Yeah. And I wanted something to do it with, but I was like, man, we didn't record
we
last
didn't
week.
Record, so
I
can't
do it. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
It's still couchcompany.games though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes. And I'm fighting with there's a whole thing. I'm learning a lot about websites. You might have to do a www dot first.
Oh,
so www.couchcompany.games. If it's not showing up for you, it should show up for you. If you clear your cache and you have your whole.
Oh, wow. We're not Chrome, making it easy for them.
It'll be fine over the course. Honestly, it might be fixed by now.
Yeah.
But I had to wait about 72 hours for it to like kind of propagate all the changes and well, people don't like when you move stuff around.
Yeah.
Learn if you're listening DNS to this settings. Yeah.
Go check it out. See if it worked.
Yeah.
Couchcompany.games.
Yeah.
No, that's exciting. I think it's going to be, I thought what we had was really good, but.
Well, the nice thing with this is now I'm going to be able to get, like kind of retroactively go back. I can post all the different top fives separately, but then it will also give a collection.
Oh, yes.
So each one will be excellent. Like, think of it almost like a blog where like a top five will be its own post, but I'll tag it as a top five.
Yes.
And then you could click on top five and see all of them. So like slowly working on it.
So will it be on the site itself or does
yes.
it still? Okay.
No. So currently we're still linking to Notion on certain collection
right.
pages.
Right.
But overall, everything will be in-house. That's why I'm doing it. So like
right.
podcasts will be in there. Posts will be in there. Like technically, because I have you on this contributor now, so you can log in, post anything you want.
So reviews, top yeah. fives.
Yep. And like your thoughts.
Animes.
Like, yeah. Anything. If you want an anime corner, I'll build you an anime corner.
Yeah.
Like literally, like that's
yeah.
the whole point.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is we can extend that to anyone we want. So, you know, think about your Game Informers, your IGN, whatever, and it's essentially the same format, but it opens us up to kind of expand and do whatever we want. I'm very excited for it. Like,
yeah,
I spent a lot of time like understanding the back end of it. So then now it's just making content like we do. And that's
yes.
it. Yeah.
No, that's exciting. I appreciate all the
Prince of Persia's up. So we got that review up there.
You finished the review?
I did.
Okay. I got to read that.
It's very succinct.
There's nothing wrong with that.
One of the things, did I put that on the list? I put reviews on the list. Do we want to just jump to that real quick?
Is it on there? Yeah, sure.
So the thing with reviews, and I would love other people's like thoughts and different things like that, but like writing a review traditionally is like, is that what we want to do?
No.
So then we don't have to do it here, obviously, but like we need to figure out a unique way of doing it. Because the way I was thinking, because a lot of people are like, well, we have to do it. You have to follow a certain format, right? Because that puts you in league with everyone else. And I know one of our goals is get on OpenCritic and be a contributor there. And I think you can still do that. But I think my point with it is like you look at like Rooster Teeth, rest
yeah.
in peace. Like, you know how they shut down,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, again, it sucks.
Right.
But the reason why they were so popular is because like, oh, they're doing new stuff. They're trying new things. They're doing new formats to, like, and whatnot. So it's like, let's just try stuff. So like review wise, maybe it gets a little, maybe they're not like consistent at first, just like to see like, let's try this format as we find our footing. I don't think that's a bad thing though.
You yeah, I mean? No. I do like the template that we had just because I like to keep on track, make sure I'm touching every aspect
100%,
of the game.
Yeah.
Because I tend to like focus in on some things and then you forget about certain aspects. So I do like the template, but yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Well, like, were the notes okay that I sent?
The notes were great. It's just, I think the thing that I was struggling with is I didn't want you to lose your voice with me writing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's really the tough thing is, like, if you're writing a review, is the review from both of us? So like for the two that I wrote, I just put both our names on it and it'll say like review by Tyler and John, right?
Right.
And that's cool. But then it's like, well, I'm the one writing it. Like, am I just like Tyler washing your thoughts? And I was trying to kind of like put them together, but on certain things, and I'm thinking about Final Fantasy coming up. I'm thinking about like Persona, like a lot of that stuff. Our views are going to be very different, or Persona doesn't count because obviously I didn't play it. But like for Final Fantasy, I'm sure that your thoughts and opinions and different things like that are going to be different than mine, which is completely fine. But then how do you write a review that encapsulates both, especially if we're disagreeing on certain points?
Yeah, no, I think that's a challenge. I think it might be worthwhile to just have one person do it then.
Well, either we could have one person do it, and then it's just like, okay, your name's attached to it, so people will understand, like, okay, these are just your thoughts.
Right.
Or, and this is kind of what I was getting at, is, like, we find a way to almost, like, convert our podcast conversation or convert our, like, normal conversation into text format is almost like a, like, here's the review and here are the two different opinions and stuff like that. That's almost like transcribing our review.
Yeah, right.
So there are options, but I want to experiment.
I was trying to go back and capture the essence of what I was saying just for consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's not a bad idea.
Well, for Hi-Fi Rush and Prince of Persia, I think we agreed on a lot of stuff, and I think that makes sense. It's just as it grows, I want to come up with something. I want to come up with something unique. Like, our rating system, I feel, is it's not like super unique, but it's unique to Couch Company. It's very branded.
Right.
I would love to find what reviews kind of go with that.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Anyway, that being said, I'm working on Tekken, so
Tekken's review.
Tekken's going to be a pretty traditional review. Tekken's good.
Tekken's great.
Yeah,
I've been not practicing though, so I'm going to be really rusty. But
yeah,
because I've just been super busy as of recently.
Yeah,
so,
which is, I mean, hey, it's fine.
Like, I am not, I didn't know what was going on with the website or anything like that because I've been away.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great time for me to be like, hey man, I need a headshot from you. I need you to log into here. I need you to sign up for this thing.
No, it's not your fault, but I was like, I'm like sitting in New York. I'm like, oh God, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, you're like, we're out. We're having fun right now.
Yeah, so, but it is exciting, so stay tuned for that. But anyways, yeah, so I was in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, how was that?
I go like once or twice a year because I have family up there. So it's always fun. Me and my dad go. My dad's originally from Brooklyn, right? So I don't know if I've said that before.
Does he have the accent?
No, he doesn't. At least I don't think so. But it is funny you say that because we were at this restaurant one time, you know, Rochester Inn, right down here.
Yeah.
And this waitress, you know, like my dad was ordering or whatever. And she's like, are you from Brooklyn? And my dad's like, how did you know that? She's like, your accent. Yeah. And everyone's like, dude, he doesn't, what? But I guess she was from Brooklyn. Like, he must have just a,
so
can't get rid of it.
My father-in-law's in town. He's staying with us over the weekend. And, well, the past weekend from your hearing. Anyway.
Yeah.
And my dad came over yesterday to, like, help with the garage. Like, we were, like, power washing the garage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we were sitting and just eating lunch as a break. And my father-in-law was like, I could detect like a little Pittsburgh in my dad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like, yeah, you know what? Like,
yeah.
He's a Yinzer. He'll throw that out every now and then and stuff.
You say some things sometimes.
I do. For the longest, and Chelsea just mentioned this yesterday, she said that Red Up was
a
Pittsburgh
Red Up
thing.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. No. I never.
You said that was the one where you said that once, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't know that was a Pittsburgh thing.
Oh, 100%. Well, I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I don't
do
the yins.
You.
Thanks, man.
That makes sense.
I also like say irregardless, but that's not a Pittsburgh thing.
Irregardless is a
incorrect
Sopranos thing.
Is it?
No, but they do that a lot.
They
it's
do
so
the
funny.
Yelling at each other for it?
No, they just say irregardless a lot because like they think they're really smart, but
so it's like an ongoing thing.
My
mom always said it, and I just picked it up.
It's not a word.
Yeah, well, but it's accepted. Like a lot of stuff that isn't that aren't words, like they
eventually for sure.
pick up.
No.
I also say gum band. But anyway, go on.
Gum band. So you say pop.
You say pop, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's a not a Pittsburgh thing, but I did learn that's like a Northeast thing.
Yeah.
In the South they call it Coke, which is that's, a crime.
Sure.
So like I was like talking to someone, like I had a bunch of buddies from Texas when I was in college, and mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, so you call everything Coke, but what if you want like a Pepsi?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they don't get Pepsi down there. But like, what if you want like a Mountain Dew?
Sure.
It's like, well, it's a Coke. But then you say you want a Mountain Dew. I'm like, that's, you understand how stupid this is?
But like, how do you order it? Do you say, I'd like a Coke, let's make it a Mountain Dew?
Yeah. That's so dumb. It's so dumb.
All right.
I mean, you could just say, I'd like a Mountain Dew, but it's like, man, I'm really thirsty for a Coke. I'll have a Mountain Dew when the
okay.
server comes. Because you got to replace pop with like...
Yeah.
You don't go to a server and like, hey, I'd like a pop.
Yeah.
But like when you're talking about pop, just calling it a Coke is very misleading.
Yeah.
I hate it. That's so dumb. Like, just say soda.
I'm trying to think of like how that translates to like a Kleenex or something like that. But yeah.
Kleenex.
Yeah, but you don't say like, oh, I really need a tissue. Can I have a Kleenex? Or I need a Kleenex. Do you have a tissue or something
like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, but a tissue, they're all the same.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice. Yeah.
With drinks, they're very different.
Chelsea got a bunch of tissues with Vicks in them. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. They're cool.
It's like shooting Afrin up your nose. You could suddenly breathe.
OP.
Well, she was like, oh, I have tissues. Do you need a tissue? Do you need a tissue? I'm like, no, because I don't like blowing my nose. Right. I don't know why. It just feels weird to me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Ever since a little kid, never
probably like super unhealthy.
Oh, there's a million things I do that are super unhealthy.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the top 10?
Top 10?
Top three.
Top three would be, like don't blow your nose and stuff like that.
Right.
I think not using the bathroom unless I'm like in a very private setting.
Oh, okay. Like to the point where you're like hurting yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. That's
one. And then, I don't know. I love pizza. So that's it.
Dude, I watched this video once. I'm all over the place. So I apologize. Sorry. Yeah. After we literally just talked about
Brooklyn. Yeah.
good circle back. But I was watching this video once. It was like, what food can you eat? Like, if you only eat this food, you'd live the longest. Pizza was number one.
Yeah. It gets all the food groups in there.
Yeah. I think it's the tomatoes that make it.
Well, like, I had it for Pie Day. So Chelsea loves Pie Day. She's always talking about it. Like, she's like, I can name, here's pie, 3.14, and then do like 12 other numbers, right?
Right.
That's her claim to fame.
She can actually go like 12 numbers?
I think she said she can go 8.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But I was expecting her to come home with a pie. So I was like, all right, well, I'll get the pizza pie. She can get the like apple pie or something, and it'll be good.
Right.
No, just pizza pie.
But that was our number one.
Yeah, I know.
Which is
and then we had pizza yesterday because we were working in the garage and that was their thing. They were like, "Hey, let's get pizza." I'm like, I'm never going to say boxes. Pizza. Those are the boxes behind
Ficellis.
Us.
Yeah. I like Ficellis actually.
They are my favorite now.
They're my favorite chain.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm just saying. Yeah,
they might be your favorite. You like you have this thing where you your favorites are always like chains. Like your favorite burger's Five Guys. Even though the last one had was not good.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true because Chelsea and I went to the doctor and we got Five Guys for dinner.
Again?
It was good.
You did a double dip?
What do you mean double dip?
You literally just texted the group chat and said, oh, the last Five Guys I had was not good.
Yeah.
But that was like 2 days ago.
No.
That was like 5 days ago.
It was longer than that.
No, it wasn't.
It's got to be longer than
cheeseburger?
That.
Cheeseburger?
It's got to be longer.
Longer than 5 days?
Yeah.
Today, Sunday?
You might be right. It was Wednesday.
7 days?
We didn't have the Five Guys that soon.
So it's back on top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to try our...
I can get... Is it Moonlit Burger?
Moonlit.
So I can get that delivered here.
No way.
I'm just saying. I can. It's in the DoorDash app.
It's down... It's either downtown or in South Hills.
It's in the DoorDash app.
That would be $1,000.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I can do it.
We should probably go there.
That's fine.
Anyways,
do you need tissues or something? Okay. You want? Would you like a Vicks tissue after I got
after you told me? Sure.
Here, I got you.
Anyways, New York. I was in New York, and it was a good time. Tyler was texting me, asking for my headshot and all this other stuff, which I couldn't comply at the time. But now that I'm back, I can. And now that you're reminding me, I can. But no, it was good. We I saw my grandparents. Dude, my grandparents are like 95 and 96.
Yeah.
And like, it's amazing how good they are. Like, how...
Dude, my dad was freaking like bending steel and crap yesterday. And just like, man, you're 80. Like, holy cow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm half as good. Wow, that really gets you.
Oh, yeah. You hit with the Vicks.
It's like cracking it. No, but they're old, right? And they kind of just sit around all day. But like, they're still with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a conversation. Like, they're 95. That's insane.
Yeah.
My grandfather's 96, and I think my grandmother's 95.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's wild.
It's good genes. It's good genes.
Yeah. Well, on my dad's side and my mom's side, not so much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that means for me, but...
Yeah, my father-in-law, I think he said he just hit 90.
Oh, wow.
Not my father-in-law, but his dad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know. Try to spend as much time with them as I can, you know?
Yeah.
But...
So, like, most of your family is in New York then?
On my dad's side, yeah. Okay. So, like, yeah. Well, they're in Connecticut, technically, but we stayed with my uncle who lives in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all in the...
It's city. All, yeah.
And like I said, so my dad and I, we're like New York fans, right, when it comes to sports. So we go see some games when we're up there. So we make a trip out of it. So it's fun, yeah. Saw a basketball game, saw a hockey game. It was it might be the worst basketball game I've ever seen.
Mm. Just like, because it's basketball?
No. But it was the lowest scoring game of the year. And it might have broken some. It was awful.
Like, you would think that if it's a low scoring game, it would have to be like a lot of steals, a lot of
no,
like
they were misses. Just missing they were just, shots.
That's terrible.
It was, well, the problem is both teams were like completely injury riddled.
Mm-hmm. So it's like their C career.
Oh, yeah. But it was like worse than a college basketball. Like, it was like 79 to 72 or something, which is awful. So, like, typically in the NBA, you get to like triple digits.
Yeah.
Usually, or around there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes when it's really, when you're really hot, you're like 120.
Yeah.
Right. This was the worst. But yeah, I would have taken like good defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
No, this was just terrible.
Good seats, at least. Like, it was.
I really liked the seats that I picked, although it was right behind the net. So, like, when they were coming towards us, you kind of got blocked sometimes because the back of the net.
Oh, that's backboard. Weird. Yeah, you would never be able to see it.
So it kind of blocks the top of the key a little bit. So I think the best next time I go, we scouted it out. So I think I know now. Madison Square Garden is really weirdly designed. You would hate it, I think. I think you'd have an actual crisis being in there because they maximize the amount of capacity that they can have in there and just destroy your viewing experience. So, like, for example, they have this skywalk, this catwalk on the top for all the rich people. And what that means is that there's an extra level. So if you have the upper decks, if you're at the very top, where the cheapest seats are at, you still have this extra level above you. So it like blocks your view above you.
Yeah.
So you can't see the whole arena. I hate that. Yeah. It sucks.
So it's like you're, even if you think you're really good,
right,
there's always the lordship.
There's always something above you and it cuts off. Like, you can see most of it usually unless you're way back and then it actually cuts you off. You can't even see the scoreboard. Those are the worst seats. Super annoying. So you
are they like relatively priced then? Like, do they know, this actually sucks,
dude,
so we'll put
for
them
whatever
down,
reason
or?
Those tickets are the most expensive in the entire, I think. Well, it's Madison Square Garden, which is just famous, but also the Knicks and the Rangers are very good. And also, New York's just a complete dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So I think combination of all three.
It's a perfect storm of just
you're paying $200 for the cheapest ticket.
Ugh.
Which is that disgusting. Disgusting. A couple years ago, it was like $90.
Sounds like a Bad Omens concert is what that sounds like. I just I can't wrap my head around that.
I'd rather go to a sporting event, but that's me.
So
But it was fun. I mean, I had a good time. The Rangers are great. They're in first place. My dad, it's so I love going on those trips with my dad because he just turns it, like, it just rewinds the clock. So we're, like, sitting there in the garden. He's like, oh man, like we got to go find my old section, because he had like season tickets back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he's just reminiscing about all this stuff. And like they do like this pregame thing. You know how like they'll do like a, I don't know, like a presentation or something while they're introducing the team, and they like have a graphic or something. It's like showing highlights or something.
I know it from like baseball. Jumbotron.
Sure. Yeah. So they do like similar thing, but that what they did was, it was cool. Like they would show highlights of the team, but like mixing in with like classic
old school
players, stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just naming all of them. Yeah. He's just like, I was there for that game and this and that. And I know that guy. Yeah. He's like amazing. Like he knows every player. From like the 80s, awesome. 90s, like his knowledge of hockey.
So what you're saying is we need your dad on for when we do the NBA Jeopardy.
It was NHL, but yeah.
Oh, NHL, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hockey in particular, he would destroy us.
Yeah.
Like his knowledge. Now, it has to be old school.
Sure.
But
Post-2000s?
Even any sport, really. Yeah. Like he knows a lot of basketball, like but it's like old school. And like not now. He like hates basketball now, but...
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of pansies.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, they just care about the money. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
So you said 1-1, 1 lost.
Yeah, the Knicks lost, which is their basketball team.
Thank you.
I didn't know.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
The Rangers won.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
It's good.
I'm notorious for picking the worst games.
I want to see a football game.
It's never fun. A football it's a lot game. Of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should go. You should ask Calvin. Down. He's got, he could hook you up.
For Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to see the Steelers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the most convenient
option. 100%. I think like if I was going to go, it'd probably be the Steelers. But I want to like, if I was going to go to a football game, I'd want to be like what's a really good stadium? Like when we did soccer trips and actually like went and saw soccer games, granted we were hungover most of the time. But like,
well, the key is to do the game before the festivities. I don't know why you guys never did that.
It's flawed. It was a flawed process.
Yeah, it's a very flawed system.
But I actually enjoyed going to the different stadiums. Like, there was something about it where it's like, oh, I got a little pin from the stadium and everything and start collecting those.
Let me ask you this. So do you like old school stadiums or do you like
I want the Cadillac.
New,
like
high
the
tech.
New, yeah.
I would say.
I want a USB charger in every seat.
Dallas?
Yeah.
LA, maybe?
Okay.
SoFi Stadium. Dallas' stadium is like very state-of-the-art.
What's closest to Vegas?
What's closest? Right? Well, Vegas has a team. You could go to Vegas. Vegas is very nice too, I bet.
Ooh, so maybe we just kind of could go to there, Vegas, get a game, go to the...
Yeah.
What were we doing? Oh, we were going to Evo.
We Dude, all that could be... That. But that that's not football thing. Season.
Yeah, well, what else do they have there? I just want to go to the stadium. Not to, you know, be football.
I don't know if their baseball team's going to... So the A's are moving to Vegas, I believe. I don't know if that's happening this year, though.
What were they originally?
Oakland.
Oh.
Oakland A's. Yeah. We'd have to check about that. Yeah, it's not hockey, not basketball. Yeah, summer's only baseball, which is interesting.
Don't they have any like weird sports? Like, don't they we have like weird sports? Like,
well, Vegas is going to have
indoor
everything.
Football and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah. What about the wrestling? Let's go to a wrestling event. Let's go to Evo.
I would love to go to UFC.
Wrestling. Yeah,
but that's got to be expensive as hell, dude.
Yeah.
That would be, we're talking 500 plus probably.
Do you see the memes of like little kids holding up big signs and they're just like, we love you. Well, can't say Brock Lesnar. That's a whole
thing. I was going to say Brock Lesnar.
No.
I don't know why our brains went
there. You saw all that stuff?
Controversy right now?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear any. I don't know anything about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's in trouble? Him and Vince McMahon are like, yeah.
Oh, like, I think maybe I heard about that.
Like some... There's a little kid running. Sorry, we're looking outside, and there's just a little child looking completely lost.
I'm worried. Where's his parents?
A little bit worried. Oh, I see him. There's some parents. Okay, sorry.
I got it.
Yeah, I know. Brock Lesnar, Vince McMahon doing some shady, shady. I don't want to say sex trafficking business, but like some shady stuff. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Pivoting off that.
Anyway,
but we should go to Vegas.
Kids are holding up signs. They're like, "We love you, Hulk Hogan." Wow, yeah, that's also another bad one.
Really? Anyway, he did something bad?
Yeah, he's
Rock. Shouting Rock, we love you, sir. Rock.
Yeah, but Rock's annoying. But yeah, let's say we love you, Rock.
Okay.
And then the camera zooms into the Rock, who doesn't care about Haiti apparently. And then the kid flips it. Well, that was a whole thing with him and Oprah, where he's like, "Oh, we love Haiti," but then like, anyway, controversy. but it was, you have like a big sign up and it says like, "We love you, Rock." And then as soon as the camera pans in, they flip the sign over and it's like, "F your mom" or something.
Ooh.
It's like this little kid holding it. And it's just really funny to see that. And they like, they have this big like smug face on, like their dad's laughing. Yeah. I'm like, man.
Dude, what, people will do anything for clout 100%. These days. It's disgusting, actually, but kind of funny, disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it's our fault. Like, if we didn't care, they would have to pivot to something
else. If there wasn't a TikTok that they could go on, then...
Dude, TikTok might be banned.
I don't think it will, but...
No, it won't.
Sure.
But they're trying.
Yeah, but, like, how long till... Like, if TikTok's banned, that's the best thing that could happen to, like, Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Yeah, like, they would just...
Yeah,
YouTube. Eat that up. Is YouTube your second, or like you normally do YouTube first, right? Like that's your,
I do
that's
only primary. YouTube, essentially. Yeah,
YouTube.
Like I watch my TikToks through YouTube.
Yeah, but that it's like such a low, like YouTube is a worse quality than TikTok.
Yes,
like it's weird.
But I will never download TikTok.
Sure, and that's for the best. It's terrible.
If I did, I would never do anything ever again. Yeah,
it's really bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're too good at what they do.
Yeah,
like YouTube tries, but they're so shitty that like. It doesn't work.
Yep.
Which is right where I want to be.
it's enough perfect. That like you can get off
get
of it.
Get the gist of it, but I can get off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't know. New York. I had a good trip.
But you had a good trip overall. You got a little sick, but
I did get that, I'm a little stuffy. But this Puffs Vicks.
Is it good? You like
it?
The...
is good. It's like a shot.
Yeah.
To the heart.
It lasts for maybe like 30 minutes. You just kind of like, what I'll do is I'll shove it in both nose and I'll breathe real deep. I won't do that like
you're
in front of
junkie?
Anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in the corner while you're scratching your arm. Sure.
Yeah.
Nah, it's good. But dude, I don't know. I was like watching the game. I'm like, dude, I hope the Rangers win. My dad loves the Rangers. Right. And if they could win, they haven't won since 94.
You're talking win it all.
The championship, yes.
The old Super Bowl.
Stanley Cup. So if they haven't won since 90, they haven't won since I was alive. So, dude, if they won, that'd be crazy. I just hope that they win.
How much would you pay to get the Stanley Cup? I guess it really wouldn't be in New York. You'd probably have to go to like some...
No, it is in New York.
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah. If they made it. Football's the only sport where it's a neutral location.
Oh, really?
It's one game. Now, other sports, since it's a series, they flop back and forth.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, it's every other one.
Because they both get an opportunity to be at home.
You're right. I'm with you.
Yeah. So that's what I love about other sports. I actually hate that about football because it just seems like... I think a lot of people go to the Super Bowl who aren't a fan of either team.
It's so more like, of a, I'm at the Super Bowl type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm at the Oscars or whatever.
Exactly. I would prefer it function like... baseball. So in baseball, whoever wins the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series. So the All-Star game means something. So if you did that for the Pro Bowl, that would mean even more because baseball is a series and they get to flop, but you do get the advantage if you have home field advantage first.
Pro Bowl would be wild.
That would be like wild. That, everyone would be balling out for that.
Yeah.
But they'll never do that. I think it's a money thing. Like,
dude, Pro Bowl now is just flag football.
It's literally flag football. Like that was the meme right. And they actually went to it, which is like, it's better than having full pads and nobody's like, that was a joke.
Yeah,
back in the day though, they used to Paul O'Malley would kill someone.
Just like, you know what I mean? Through someone. Yeah
I mean, football back in the day was,
didn't he get hurt though in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah Which you can't, like, you're paying your quarterback $50 million and if he gets hurt in the Pro Bowl, like, that is bad.
Yep.
But it's just, don't even have it. Just don't even have it.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
They do like the skills competitions, which, like, look, they're trying. I get it, but.
Sure.
I don't know.
But even the skill, like, you doing things to the best of your ability, you run the risk of getting hurt. Like, you could get hurt.
Yes.
Like, I don't care if you're punting a ball, you could sprain something, well, pull something.
Look, yeah, exactly. So if you're like worried about getting hurt, just do nothing.
Yeah.
Just have them play chess.
Just say,
right? And it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I would love a Pro Bowl that matters. Like, the Pro Bowls back in the day when it was in Hawaii, they played, people were getting concussions. We didn't even know what concussions were, dude. It was like the best.
Yeah, back in good old
2000, early 2000s. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my trip.
I'm glad you're back.
Thanks, man. Now I got to get all this stuff done. get my headshot in, get
headshots, the main thing.
Write these reviews.
What reviews do you want to write?
Persona, yeah, for sure. Maybe Final Fantasy. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I'm almost done.
Dude, I'm literally just hit chapter 5.
No way. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. I'm on chapter 13.
That's crazy.
I have 65 hours.
I think I'm at around 20, 25.
Wow. Yeah. I've been grinding it.
Yeah,
hard.
Clearly. Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I think this will be good because I want to write an essay for Final Fantasy that's not a review.
Okay.
But the game has spurred me to want to write this essay.
Wow.
It's a working title, but I want to write it. Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to get your take on it. And okay, like, you're almost done with it, so we won't review it today. Right. But like, I assume you're enjoying it. Like, it's just like, yes, early impressions. Yeah. Like you like, yeah, it. I'm not enjoying it.
Okay.
Which I guess we're just talking about Final Fantasy now. So
yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm not enjoying it, but like, I'm going through it. I'm doing the stuff and I'm just like, man, I can't decide if this is a good game or not.
Really?
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not disliking it, sure, by any stretch.
Yeah.
But like, just going through the motions and playing the game, I'm like, what is this doing? Like, what's it doing well? And what's, yeah, it? And just like, man, if I hadn't played the original, or if I hadn't kind of known XYZ, like, do new players, if they just pick this up, would they have any clue what's going on, or would they have any attachment here, or would it really matter on a lot of stuff?
Right.
And it's just like, I'm really struggling with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There are some things I really like about, like, Queen's Blood. I would buy Queen's Blood, like, by itself.
Queen's Blood's fun.
Like, I get excited. So I'm at the point now where, started chapter 5, and it's like, you're on your yacht or whatever.
Oh, yeah, ship, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, there's a Queen's Blood tournament. I'm like, yes. Like, I'm more excited for that, yeah, than to fight Sephiroth or whatever it,
yeah,
is. You know?
Sure.
Like, it's crazy.
No, I will, like, as soon as there were new Queen's, yes, Blood players, I'd go straight
I go
there.
Straight for them.
Yeah, it's a lot
I'm
of
like,
fun.
I'm going to beat you, you two little kids. They were
did
like,
you... Oh, so yeah, you did see the little cutscene after the guy in Junon.
Which one? What do you mean?
You fought like one of the bosses and then it goes to this crazy cutscene.
Is there a crazy cutscene?
Yeah. Maybe not. Have you beaten everyone so far?
Everyone that's popped up so far, yeah.
I must have seen it.
The last one I did was a fisherman.
It was the guy in... they're under Junon.
Yeah.
The other settlement. The
one before it.
No, just on the other side of the Junon region, you know, where the resistance is or whatever.
Oh, I don't think I'm there yet.
No, if you're on the cruise, you're past that.
Maybe I already missed it.
You missed that whole set. Did you do all the side quests in the area?
I did all but one.
Oh, God.
What if it's that one?
Did you do the side quests where you escort the dog?
No.
Uh-oh. You missed the whole side of the
continent.
No. Oh, man.
And I got the pop-up that says you're not coming back here for a while.
Yeah, you're not coming back there for a while. That sucks.
Well, that's all right. I kind of forgot about the dog, to be honest.
You should do that.
I'm not going to go back and do it. I can't, like, I'm not going to redo stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can come back. You'll be able to.
Well, that's why I was like, okay, like,
you'll be able to come
sure,
back.
What does a while mean? It's fine.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, it's not.
Well, I was just it's ironic that that's the thing is because I went and I did the grasslands or whatever.
Yeah,
and I like 100% did everything, and I'm just like, I'm not really having a lot of fun just running around doing these things. Like, it's just kind of jumping around doing stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna like really kind of not mainline the story, but really try to like organically, like, what would Cloud want to do at this point? And it's just, I just kept pushing me forward.
Okay.
And I kept getting really hot and cold on the whole, like, Junon thing and, like, getting your soldiers together and doing everything.
Okay.
I think overall it was positive. Like, it was a cool change from what the original game was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, all right, we're just going to keep going and see how this goes. But now that screwed me because I missed out on this other thing.
I was surprised. Okay. Sorry, I hope I didn't spoil anything.
No, I mean, that's fine. I'm more sad than anything.
It's, whatever. You gotta play it, because...
I don't want to spoil anything for people.
No, I won't say anything
else.
I don't think I spoiled anything, but...
Yeah.
You got to play all the Queen's Blood players is all I'll say.
Dude, that's the first thing. If I come into a new area
the Queen's and Blood I see that icon. Is one of my favorites. Yeah.
I've only lost once.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your deck?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even tell you, dude. Like my deck is...
Like what's the strategy behind it?
Get as many things on the board as possible.
That's what I did at first, but then I shifted into a just buffing my guys because I got like the Chocobo.
Yeah.
Every time it gets buffed. And then you get more cards.
How would you describe Queen's Blood to people that are listening and have no clue what that
is?
Oh,
wow.
I want to say very it's like, unique. It's Chess Mancala. If you
it's
know
like
it.
A Thello kind of too.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, the black and white.
Yep.
Where you're flipping pieces back.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's another layer to it where you're flipping the piece and then you can play something on top of it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of like that.
So I'm playing boards that are only, what, like three high or four high or something?
Three by three by four?
Yeah, but it gets higher now. It has to get bigger than that. Like if you look at some of those cards, it's like a six.
No, it doesn't. Six row. It doesn't get bigger.
You sure?
Yes. The reason it does that is because no matter whether you play it at the top or bottom, it'll reach. That's why they're extra length.
Oh.
Like the shield guy, for example, that's like five up.
Yeah.
It's like whether he's in the middle or the bottom or the top, he's going to reach the whole thing. That's why it's
but I have cards that are like diamond patterns and stuff. And like when I play it, it's like I put it in any of those areas and like it doesn't reach anything. It's super weird. I don't know. We're not doing a good job describing it, but
That might be a thing where you have to put it in the middle of the board, maybe.
Maybe. I tried. I was just like...
Anyways, Queen's Blood is very fun. The amount of mini games in this game is unbelievable.
Yeah, you think the mini games are high quality overall?
They're better than Spider-Man.
That's fair. Okay.
Way better than Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they the greatest thing ever? No, but I what this game is capturing... I think this captures the original game, like the essence of that.
Yeah.
Like you have these fun little mini games.
Mm-hmm.
Like the piano stuff I love. I've perfect all the piano pieces except for two of them.
I don't think I've done a piano piece yet.
Oh, you missed that part. Fuck.
Yeah. So that following that freaking dog,
yeah.
Like the one thing that I choose not to do is what actually opens up a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, continue.
Yeah, he brings you to the other half of the place.
I hate that. Anyways. That's
well, you could have discovered it on your own.
That's my fault. Yeah, that's
well. That's why I did all the side quests. Because in the first game, if you do all the side quests, you get some extra scenes and stuff.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, so I got to do all the green. So what I did is I did all the green side quests and then all the proto relic stuff, mm-hmm. and then all the Queen Blood. So everything that pops up on your overall world map, where it's like Queen's Blood players,
yeah,
green missions, and then the proto relic missions. I just made sure those were 100%. I didn't 100% the areas, but I made sure those were
good. I gotcha. Okay.
have you been doing the proto relic stuff?
Yeah.
I would recommend that. I think those side quests are pretty fun. Interesting. No, that's interesting. I thought you were really enjoying it, but I'm
enjoying it. It was just like I was getting kind of burnt on some stuff where
it's
like.
It's very Horizon-esque, though. I thought you'd like that.
It is not. It's
Horizon inspired.
It could
absolutely, absolutely. I see the DNA there.
I don't want to spoil my essay as I'm writing in my head.
Look.
No, I think the Horizon does a much better job having unique story beats to a lot of that stuff because a lot of this stuff is just kind of like pretty cookie cutter. Like you're just kind of repeating the same stuff over and over again, where a lot of the Horizon side quests are fairly unique.
I actually really enjoyed the side quests in this one.
So it's weird because I don't dislike it. I was doing it.
I think
overall it was like when I'd be done with work at the end of the day and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to play some Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
The thing that I was lacking was like, oh, I can't wait to continue this story because I was too busy painting the map and making sure to do all like the side stuff. And the side stuff wasn't as compelling nearly as the pushing the story forward.
Right.
So it's ironically enough, I got to the point where like I was in Junon. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to like push the story forward.
Right.
Cause
right.
I did the underground stuff and everything. And that was getting kind of like, it's a long thing. Like it was like there weren't I don't know. I wasn't really getting grabbed.
Sure.
But then the moment I hit June on, and I was talking to new people, and I was meeting new people, and we're doing like the parade and everything. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. You're actually starting to get some like pre-rendered cutscenes. I was like, I'm just going to follow this thread. And then it apparently screws me, and I missed the.
You can go back though. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Once you get off the boat, you're fine.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting. Wow. I actually. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's not bad. It's fine. And I think as a Final Fantasy fan, it's hitting all the right notes. You're seeing all the things. You're getting like the rendered stuff. It's just if you're not really into Final Fantasy.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Like, I feel that 15 is just
better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the world running and the different combat stuff and like what you're doing.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I'm not where I thought that was going.
No, it's.
I respect it.
I might have a completely different thought when I hit the 60 hour mark or whatever, you know? No. Like, yeah, but that don't say that because that makes me sad. If nothing changes, then I'm like,
I don't want to set the wrong expectation in your head either.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I was hooked instantly. Now, look, I wanted to play this game. So sure. Like, we came at it from different angles. Yeah. But I just think this game improves on everything the first game had.
Oh.
Absolutely. Like, the side quests in the first game were arduous. Like, not compelling at all. This one at least has I love the mechanic in which every character is attached to a side quest and it gives it personality and relates it to the, and there's character building throughout every side, like it's relevant.
Sure.
Interesting. No, I'm eager for our review. I want to talk to Kyle about it, so I'm probably going to beat it today. Kyle already beat it.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
Kyle's our friend, by the way, who huge Final Fantasy VII fan.
Yeah, biggest fan of that.
It's his favorite game of all time, like many other people. Yeah. But I'm incredibly curious to have a conversation with him.
Really brute force it this week
You just got to do you. Yeah. I don't want to force you to play something you don't want to play. Like, if you've gotten enough of it.
But that's the thing is, I have got enough of the run around and ping these towers. I've got enough of the follow this owl.
That's the loop.
I know, but I had enough of that. I want to just see the story through.
Yeah.
And see what they do there, and the cutscenes and the acting and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just do whatever you're having fun with.
Yeah.
And if it's nothing, you know, you shouldn't feel obligated to finish the game just because.
Yeah, but I want to. We'll see. I mean, the games are expensive, so it's like, I kind of want to
get
through it and see. Yeah,
sure.
I don't dislike it. I'm just trying to like.
But you think it's middle of the road?
Well, like, let me put it this way: you're working your 9-to-5 job.
Yes,
and like Final Fantasy's on your mind. You're like, oh, I can't wait to do it. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, I had that with Tekken. I think like I was like, oh, I can't wait to do this and explore whatever.
Yeah.
Had it with God of War, had it with Spider-Man, Spider-Man is whatever, but I had it with like Horizon. Like, I was like itching to play that.
In
this one, it's like done with working. Chelsea and I have dinner.
Yeah.
We're sitting on the couch, throw on a thing of New Girl. And every night it's like, okay, we'll watch one episode of New Girl, eat our dinner, and then I'll go down and I'll play. And we're done. And then it's like, I'll watch another episode. We'll do one more. And then we just go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
look, I mean, that's a good metric for like, it's not grabbing you.
Yeah,
the same way it's.
But I'm trying to change how I play it to have it grab me, because it was grabbing me whenever I was just like, I'm just gonna play the storyline. But I also feel like I'm missing a lot of stuff when obviously.
Yeah,
but if
you're not having fun with that stuff, then you know.
Yeah, but I could if it's Queen's Blood. I didn't know.
You got to do that. You got to do that.
Do you think they come out with a standalone like The Witcher did? Yeah.
I don't know,
dude. If they came out with a mobile Queen like a Hearthstone. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
How many chapters are there? There's 14 chapters?
14.
Okay.
I'm very close to finish.
So I have 10 chapters to go. Do the chapters get quicker at all, or is it just...
You got a long time. If you beeline it, it'll be way shorter.
Yeah.
I've been like I said, just like doing every side quest.
I mean, I think I'm 20 hours in.
Yeah.
Between 20 and 25 hours in.
It'll take you another
Like, it's not like I'm not putting the time in.
No,
like,
I was
doing it.
But. Look, I think you put a good chunk in. I think you have the gameplay loop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to promise you something like, oh, you just got to make it till this point. It's all going to change. It's like, you got the loop. The story's great, but it's hard for me to know because I'm very invested in the story.
Sure.
You're less invested in the story. So it's like, are these notes going to hit the same? It's probably not. So it's like...
But I like the story.
Yeah. It's a great story.
I just don't... When characters don't make the decision I would make in like normal life or whatever...
Okay.
It always seems weird to me. I think the one...
That's interesting.
Well, it's just like the one redeeming thing is if somebody's talking and then like... I'm like, what? That makes zero sense. At least every time I've had that like weird kind of disconnect with the story, one of your main characters are like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, oh, good thing. I'm glad I didn't miss something, right? So like if one person, and I don't want to spoil it, like one person did this thing that you were like not expecting, and then you were like, and then they come and they talk to you right after it. And you're like, wait a minute, you just did this. Like, how are you talking to me right now? And then your whole party is like yelling at them or something. You're like, oh, okay, good. I didn't.
No, I think the game is very self-aware.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moments like that where it's like.
I think and granted, this is just the thing of I played the first one on PC.
Yeah.
So like it feels different. The graphic, I don't think the graphics are as good as the first game. It's open world. So maybe they're losing a lot of performance there. And
it's
maybe
it's like, a PC diff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very eager to play this on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna look great. Dude, the landscapes though are amazing. Like the zones are incredible.
Yeah.
But
they're not like they are, but they're not Horizon incredible.
No, I think Horizon's a better looking game for sure.
Yeah.
I think even the climbing and stuff's a huge difference. Like Horizon's
it's
so
slow,
much better
though, right? Yeah, like the climbing is like you're holding every jump for like 3 seconds before
they
move to the next
one. It's not very
good.
Like Horizon does that better. Like the animations in Horizon are better too. But I think this game has, for me personally, just has a lot more heart than Horizon. Like I'm very much more interested in the characters and the story and the world. Like the world. And, you know, we'll talk about this in a review probably next week or so.
Let me see how far I get. If you're going to be done with it, I think we could have a conversation and just review it.
But the world is incredible. And not that Horizon's world isn't, but I don't know. We'll get to it in the review.
Yeah, but hey, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm not down on the game.
No.
I'm just like...
Mid.
I'm just waiting for that kind of...
Yeah.
Connection sure. that I'm missing. And I had it on the first game. That's the thing is I had it on the first game.
Did you?
I really liked the first game.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a similar.
No, I like looking back on it and looking on what the first game did and how I was feeling with it. Like and maybe it was just because it was contained and you were kind of in like
straightforward.
It just seemed
tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where this, it's like, here's huge things of land that you just got to navigate across.
That's,
like
it's that not, was the original. I mean, like,
yeah,
they're,
I know,
they're making
that's
the
not,
game, right? Like,
sure.
They're trying to, and I think they're doing a fantastic job of striking that balance of old and new.
Yeah.
So.
But, like, part of it, too, is if I'm trying to, like, paint stuff in, like, you always got to go for the chocobo first, because that's at least going to, like, make you navigate, like, you know, run around through stuff fast.
Right,
and
then the towers.
Yeah, yeah, the towers can show you
everything. As they call them in some.
At least you don't have to, like, run up the towers every like you don't have to like climb every time. You can just kind of like plug it in.
Yeah.
The animation takes 20 years to do, but besides that,
well, that's classic PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Hold a triangle to do anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right.
I'll put some of that. Like honestly, if it's something where you write the review for it and then I write like a
dissenting opinion.
Well, like here's another take, or here's a differing.
Well, you have your essay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Now
that could be it.
Now I'm looking forward to this essay that's coming out on why Final Fantasy VII Rebirth's the worst game of all time.
No. I started writing notes down.
Yeah.
To review Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And the more I wrote the notes down, I'm like, this is not. It's. I guess it's a review in some respects, but it's more of like a piece on. Hey, do you like Final Fantasy VII? You're going to view this game way different than somebody that. Maybe doesn't hold it as high regard, I think.
Yeah. But that's strange because I never played the original.
Sure.
Until I played a remake, and then I played the original, and now I'm playing this.
Let me put it this way. The thesis of my paper.
Yes.
Is how much is this game getting away with because of Final Fantasy?
Ah, interesting.
Is really the whole shtick is like, how much are people infusing the original game, their personal feelings, it's cool how they did this or they did like whatever.
Yes.
How much is that is, I don't want to call it nostalgia because like it's a part of it, but I think it's bigger than that. How much is it getting away with?
Right.
Than if this is a game that's like, no, this is part two of a game. Like, you know, for your, like how you were talking about like, oh, this is your Mass Effect 2. This is your Empire Strikes Back. This is your second game that is supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
And again, I'm only 20 hours in or whatever. Maybe that'll change, but it's like, I would like to discuss that. Sure. So we'll have a good, I mean, no, when we do reviews, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Good conversation. But I'll play it. I'm not, dude, at the end of the day, Queen's Blood's good enough that like,
I can't wait until you get to that cutscene.
It's going to be a while. Oh, apparently. Yeah.
No, that's not going to be too long. That's going to be a while. You're probably going to text me.
Good.
Yeah. Now I'm excited for that conversation. Dude, Dragon's Dogma is coming up.
It's on the 21st, right?
I'm actually kind of excited for that. Is that weird?
I still think it looks not compelling. Me neither, whatsoever.
But like, I'm getting this spidey sense from like, I think I'm gonna have fun with this. They were like showing off some stuff and like,
the combat looks really cool.
I think the combat is where that game is good.
If it's not like,
but they were like oh, Skyrim, you can recruit people and you can buy them drinks. I don't know. That
there's
kind
like
of shit.
There's like 50 whatevers or something.
Yeah.
Or no. I'm thinking of a different game. Never mind.
Well,
but yeah.
No, there's a lot of NPCs or something.
Yeah, but the 50 that I was thinking of, there's another game that just came out called, it's a dumb name. It's like Unicorn.
Dude, I have something. It on my list. Unicorn Overture?
Yeah, something.
I'm going to get that.
Overlord. Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play that.
I was just about to say it's on my notes.
Okay.
It's going to be my first game on the Switch.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so you're keeping the Switch PC. Officially. It's not, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to get on Switch.
I was going to get it on PlayStation and try that.
Yeah. So I'm just playing in bed.
Smart.
That's a perfect Switch game.
That's smart,
That's a perfect Switch game.
Oh, maybe if they have a physical copy, maybe I just grab that.
I'm actually kind of excited. I saw that. It's been in my advertisements.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks kind of good. Then I looked it up on Open. It's like 88.
Yeah.
With 40 reviews, like 45 reviews.
Yeah.
So it's like not like an 88 with like 10.
I
was like,
there's some cool things.
I've played so many RPGs this year. Like I'm literally have like 150 hours in RPGs.
I am pulling the trigger on Like a Dragon because the Steam sale's going on right
now
too.
It?
Yeah.
You're gonna do it?
So I'm going to get that and Little Guardsman, get those knocked out.
Play Like a Dragon.
I'm going to. I think together, like combined, like we need to be doing like at least like
the top,
all the reds and
we got to play that one.
Yeah.
But it's tough because there's like so many indie games that are like, oh, this is a 90, but it's like 8 people said that. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah. But so far, a lot of people,
like even Balatro doesn't have a lot, and Balatro is great, but
yeah, it's worth it. Like, especially if they're like these $10-$15 games, I can wrap my head around that where it's like, I'll try it out.
Oh yeah, but that's right up your alley.
I'll shoulder that. I don't care.
It's not me.
Yeah.
I think we're very different in that respect.
Yeah, but that's good.
That is good.
That's for the benefit.
Diversity of opinions.
I did download the character creator.
Yeah, is it good?
What was it?
Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't play.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that.
It looked. I didn't see a lot of
this weekend's been very productive with cleaning out the garage and the father-in-law being here. So I want to, that'll be like over the course of the week, I'll try to like knock a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot of RPGs. Speaking of RPGs, you had on the notes here, RPG ideas list, ?
Oh yeah. I didn't know if we wanted to go. I mean, that might be like a different
dedicated episode.
I think so. Just cause part of doing the new site is if we're coming up with ideas, we're talking through our stuff and like, if we're slowly building out a game, that could be like almost like a tag and we can kind of like start putting RPG ideas out there, or we can keep them close to the chest and just like kind of like record as we're spouting things off. Anyway, I got a really crippling migraine last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this popped in my head, but as I was falling asleep last night, I went to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I was thinking, like, what if there was a character who you just could not heal? Right. Yeah, so like, okay, you had one where it was like, okay, it's like a vampire type character. Like they have to like sacrifice himself to like save someone else and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like take it a step further and just have this person where it's like, you just can't heal them no matter what. And yeah, like you could try to heal them, but it like hurts them instead or something. And like games have kind of played with that. But it's this idea of you have this character, really good character, strong, whatever. But like, you know, if they just don't regenerate health no matter what you do. So yeah, like use them as much as you want and yeah, like it helps your party.
Yeah.
But if they die, they're dead. Like it's just like you, yeah, you can't do anything.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe like a robot or something.
Something. Or like, but the only way to bond with them is through combat or something. So like you have to like interact with them or fight with them or do this stuff where it's like, it's kind of this like,
reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was playing with, like, I was in a like kind of like dazed, no, like painful stupor of a migraine.
That's when the best thoughts come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I have a on like long list. We'll have to start kind of figuring out how we want to
put those together. Spitball a lot of things, but yeah, that'd be fun. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I'm going to put the, actually, my father-in-law is going to do that today. He's kind of like, he's down there snapping around, trying to like see like where the that goes are and different things like that in the room. But he likes the panels for the soundproofing stuff. So we'll get the whatever, you know, panels we need up there to make a good sound recording thing down there first. And then we'll find a space for that blackboard and put it up and it'll be good workspace.
Do the whiteboard.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the dream, dude.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Spitball.
Anyway.
Talk about ideas.
That's all I wanted to talk about for the RPG ideas. I figured that might just be like a thing we talk through. I think that would be fun to have like Jeff on and just start throwing
Jeff
stuff
would have some
too.
Wild ideas. Yeah. That'd be interesting. I just think everyone's just like, it's so fascinating when you start talking about things like that. Like, what would you want to see in a game? Because it just really speaks to your own personal experience. Mm-hmm. Like, what games resonate with you? What you've played, you know? Any kind of media, actually, right? Like, you really start learning about... I find when I do creative endeavors like that, I kind of learn more about myself, too.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I really like this kind of thing, or I have a tendency to go with this kind of idea. It's very similar to, like, D&D. Like, when you're DMing, because mm-hmm, it's the same thing. You're, like, creating a world or whatever, right? Characters. I think it's another reason why I connect with Final Fantasy so much, because they do these, like, really dumb things.
Yeah,
that I do in my games, like these just stupid, funny, quirky characters or something, and like callbacks and this and that. Yeah. And it's just a tendency that I have. I'm not as like, it's not as well written mm-hmm in my games. It's like really dumb. Like I'll have an armor smith called Jersey Mike.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
But I find that to be successful. I just think it gives it like, there's like a charm to that, I guess, right?
See, my dumb like graphic design brain or whatever is like, all right, for like every idea that we have, we would need to like categorize it. So it'd be like, okay, this is a character idea, this is a world idea, this is whatever. Sure. But then you would have like these lines linking lines, things and kind of figuring out like, okay, this is how this affects this and this. And like, I would love to have all these post-its up and it'd be like, okay, here's this character and here's this world thing and here's this. And then if we think there's a good link there, we draw it with, you know, the correct color marker of like, oh, this is a story link, or, oh, this is a natural link, or this is organic, or this is something that could change. And then you just write the, how that would affect each other.
Oh.
And then just watch this like spider web go out.
Like, I feel like we'd have to use AI to help us, because like when we talk about all these options, all these permutations, it's like crazy. Like it'd be impossible.
But that's the cool thing. Like when I was looking up the Unicorn Overlord, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Like there's 50 characters that you interact with.
Really?
Different things. It's insane.
That's crazy.
And they were saying that it was like really cool because like certain characters have certain dialogue and whatnot, but it's like, that was also kind of a weakness where like some things are meaningful and some things are just like kind of canned where it's like, you just, you know, put these two things together.
Yep.
And they didn't really have anything to
say. Right, right.
But if you could tout a game that everything you're doing is
matters,
meaningful,
yeah,
Like, that's the that goal. Could be a really cool thing. And it's just like
I feel like our game would focus on that. And that, that's everything exactly. else comes 100%, second, right? Yeah. Like the combat, whatever.
Yeah.
Would just be like.
But that's why I'm also good with like, okay, let's do the Final Fantasy. Let's see that through. Let's do the Like a Dragon. Let's do like the more RPGs we play, the more you could see what you like and don't like.
Yeah.
Specifically on the relationship side where it's like, okay, yeah, this is worth it.
Well, that's what like. That's my one of my like you know me characters one story two vice versa
yeah
I mean that's like why I love Persona so much because mm-hmm. that's a critical piece of the game if not the most important piece of the game is your bond with all the characters and that's yeah. how you literally progress and get stronger and some are better than others but I think that game does a really good job of what's cool about that game is there's like they use the tarot cards
yeah.
And there's different archetypes, and then each of your confidants or social links is respective to one of those types. So, like, there will be someone who's linked to death, and their backstory will be that'll be ingrained in like their yeah. arc. And like, there's a emperor one, and you know, the fool, and all those different mm-hmm. cards or whatever. I think that's cool. Everyone like has a theme. I just find that really interesting and.
But understanding how much of it like you want to show to the player versus not, and how much of it is mechanical and kind right, of right. like it makes sense.
You in can Persona, kind of see, they're like, very direct about, yeah. and, like, oh, you got three organic. Points for that for that response. But like I was saying last time, I don't think we were on air for this. I love a game that maybe there's a character you actually have to go negative first because you're challenging their yeah. beliefs.
Yep.
You're challenging their views on mm-hmm. their perception of the world. But in the end, they actually come around, or maybe you come to like a middle ground. In a lot of relationships, this happens, right? Like you challenge each other and you actually see the other person's perspective and maybe gain more of an understanding of where they're coming from and
yeah.
maybe even shift where you were at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's tough to do because from a game designing perspective, we don't know where the player's at.
Right.
So he or she can't move. So it's only the one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's only the one side of it we can affect.
Yep.
So we only have control over the one movement, but you would hope that maybe there'd be this like middle ground or like that character in the game would start seeing, because I was talking about this last time where it's like, it seems to me like in a game like Persona that I didn't like is that I have to just suck up to the character and agree with their perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the beginning, it's like, oh, wow, this guy's a douche, but he's going to have an arc. But to get the max points, I have to agree with his douchiness at first.
Yeah.
Because right. It's all about time efficiency in Persona. And if I'm not getting the max points, I'm not going to be able to speak with him until I do other stuff and waste time, essentially.
Right.
So that I would change that for sure.
But you could have people that require, like, sometimes you just don't get through to people, right? Like, sometimes yes. you have to butter them up and go the opposite way of, like, buttering them up, get their thing, and then change them that way to, if you're trying to
Well, some people like to be challenged.
Yeah.
Right?
It could go both ways, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah. No, 100%. I would love to see a character who's like, oh, you're just buttering them up, and then they think you're fake.
Yeah.
And they're like, mm-hmm. oh, like, you're just...
It's going to be a real challenge yeah. to figure out like what is that sweet spot just from a development standpoint too is like what makes sense from us on like, okay, like how big do you want to make it? How expansive? Yeah. Like, do we just start in a town, amount of people?
Yes.
And, like,
I think you start small yeah. with the experiment on like, okay, let's just yeah. do a really small scenario.
Just a test game. That's all it is. It's
in
easy.
Like, let's just do all these options. The thing I want to avoid as well, like this is the thing I don't like about Mass Effect is like, I want to get out of the trap of like the blue, gray, and red option.
Yeah.
On the wheel, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think the wheel's great
yep.
for its time, but I don't want the binary. I don't want the binary. Yeah. I want
and you, more like, complex. It's, you don't want the, how would I say, customer facing. You want the user facing binary.
Right.
Like, obviously, there's going to be some sort of binary because, like, you got to.
But I don't want the red and blue either.
No, absolutely. There's no indication
yes.
short of just natural organic how people talk to you and stuff
yes.
and it's always tough because to have that naturally evolve over time
yeah
you don't want to be too slow, you don't want to be too fast
right.
How do people play the game like
yes
very very tough yeah
And you know what a pet peeve of mine as well is when there's dialogue options and one of them is like the flirt option in parentheses. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like that just introduces so much bias.
You should
into
know
the
if
situation.
You're flirting or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
And that's a key challenge to it as well is like you have a little bit of text to mm-hmm. indicate what you're going to say to the player.
Yep.
So it's a situation where it's like, okay, we can't have the whole dialogue option there on the thing. Or maybe you can. Maybe if you do like a some games do that.
Yeah.
We have a box at the bottom. And that might be the way to go because like Fallout 4, for example, had a big problem in which what the indication was on what you're going to say was not matching up.
Right.
So like there's like a meme where it's like one of them is hello.
Yeah.
And it's like you click in, it's like, hello, dickhead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe a way around that is instead of showing even the whole thing, you just have the type of like an adjective on your attitudes. You could say like sarcastic or happy yeah. or sad sure, or sure, depressed, sure. like whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And then let it organically go from there. Yeah, but it's tough because you're right. People will, what somebody's idea of sarcastic is might not be ours. And it starts getting a little, it'll resonate with certain people and be completely off
yes,
for others.
Right. I think the way to go is to have the entire dialogue. Like, that's an old school way of doing it, right?
Yeah.
You have the entire dialogue option at the bottom. Because if it's not voice acted,
mm-hmm.
that's easy to do. Even if it was, you could still do it. Then you just click on that.
Yeah.
And then that way, there's no misinterpreting.
Yeah.
That. Now, there's some, like, you were talking about sarcasm. There's some tone stuff that could be yeah. challenging, right? So you'd have to indicate that, but I don't know. I think it'd be really fascinating to.
I don't know if it's going to be like a bonus episode or what, but I would love to just sit down and be like, okay, like this is like quote unquote day one of just like, we're going to just actually put this stuff down on like yeah, paper or
right.
online or whatever.
Right.
And I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
Almost there. I'm hoping over the next couple of weeks. But Joe's making some great progress with that.
Yeah.
That
the
stuff.
Shelf.
Yeah. He is. I think he has all the pieces cut perfectly, like ready to go. It's just he's gonna assemble it, make sure it's all good, and then stain, lacquer, and
oh, that's awesome,
good to go.
Shout out to Joe, dude. He's great. Anyways, yeah. So you had a couple other things on here. I don't know what they were. Nimbus.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just
wrinkle
dumb stuff.
The thing about numbers.
Wrinkle.
Yeah, wrinkle.
Wrinkle. That's what it says.
Yes.
What was I saying about wrinkle?
This might have been like your migraine fever dream.
No, that was beforehand. That was beforehand. Weird.
And then you said a games related bracket, which we've talked about in years past, but never
actually
done.
Yeah, it was like March Madness, whatever. Well, Nimbus. So I don't know. This is a dumb thought. When I was at Five Guys, and I was thinking, like, you know, I thought it was a Nimbus 3000. Apparently, it's a Nimbus 2000.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do I know? That's why I put Nimbus.
You know nothing.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I think it might be the Firebolt 3000.
Oh, that's yeah. Chelsea was talking about that.
The Firebolt is the broom he gets in the fourth book, which is superior, far superior to the Nimbus 2000.
I just had a thought that like whenever we're, I mean, it won't be long gone, unfortunately, but
yeah.
like, you know, it's starting to be like turn of the millennia and it's
yeah.
like, oh, it's year 3000.
Right.
Eventually, like the 3000 is going to be like old, you know, and then it'll be the 4000 or 5000 or something like to designate future.
Unless the world blows up.
Yeah, unless the sun goes out, something like that. Yeah.
The sun probably won't go out.
Yeah.
I think our sun's very young still.
Yeah, yeah sure. You never know.
Well, there's a life cycle. Like, we've observed
yeah.
a life cycle of a sun. Like, it changes colors, I think.
Sure. I don't think it changes colors.
Are you sure?
I think that's the temperature of certain things. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there are different suns, different colors. Maybe yeah. I'm conflating things. I thought that throughout their life
stage. It will technically change color, but it's not like it's gonna go from like a white dwarf to a
right okay.
I think I could be wrong. Maybe
I don't know anything. So
yeah,
I could just be talking.
Actually,
about
now
it.
That I say that, that might be exactly what it does. I don't know. And maybe. Then eventually, black hole, and we all just get sucked in.
Yeah, but that's a very long time from now.
Yeah, but if the black hole and time travel and everything, maybe we're already in it and we just don't know.
It's a loop.
Yet. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
be crazy.
Anyway, that's all I was thinking about with the Nimbus one. Wrinkle is interesting. I wish I wrote more. And the ironic thing is, whenever I wrote it down, I'm like, do I need to write more? I'm like, nah, I'll remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
No.
That's brutal.
I lied. I do remember.
Okay.
So I smiled in the mirror.
Yes.
I have a new wrinkle. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I smile, I have like a wrinkle right above my cheek.
Yeah.
And it was like this weird thing that I just noticed it. I don't know when it actually came about or whatever, but I hit it.
Yeah.
And now I can't not see it and I hate it. And it's only going to get worse.
Dude, you shouldn't worry about that.
I shouldn't. I'm just like saying like getting old, not great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
I find myself getting old as well.
Yes, as we all do.
As we all do.
But
time moves in one direction.
Like you, but it's weird that your body, like you'll notice new things about it. Like I'll notice, I always creak when I move this way, or the wrinkle, or I have way more gray hair now, or something like that. And like just over the course of time, it's like, oh, weird. My mouth feels different because I have like a tooth growing in weird or something.
Yeah,
and it's just like, it's like really, you can't not think about it in that moment. And then eventually you just get used to it and then just move on. And then something else happens.
Yeah.
Or like how much pain does my body have that I've just grown accustomed to?
Well, you know what I mean? Dude, humans' best ability, in my opinion, is the adaptability that we have.
Sure.
It is wild how accustomed we get to things. I mean, in every aspect of life, right?
Yeah.
Like there was a point in time when we were young. You remember when you were young and you heard a swear word and you would jump or just get that feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I can't believe they said that.
Yeah. Yep.
Now it's just like we say it like it's nothing.
Yeah.
I think about that stuff all the time where it's like when you're
different
exposed,
perspectives. Different, yeah.
Like totally. Like I remember like my hair would stand up on end if someone said the F word, especially, dude. Yeah. You don't say that word.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I've started having these weird kind of flashbacks now because I'm seeing everything through like, okay, like when our daughter's born, like her life is going to go like super, super slow, right? To her for a long time.
Yes.
I keep having these weird flashbacks where I was like trying to like kind of go back in time, and I don't know what spurred this, but Chelsea turned like the hall light on or something with our door closed, and a lot of the light was like leaking into the room.
Yeah.
And I remember it just triggered a memory as a kid where it was kind of the same thing where my door would be closed or cracked or whatever, and the hall light would be on, and I would feel like safe, and I knew that like my parents were downstairs and everything was like fine and stuff. But there would be times where I'd wake up in the middle of the night and the hall light would be off because they had gone to bed or whatever. It would feel like really cold, and I was like scared, and I guess partially was scared of the dark, but it just felt really weird.
Right.
And I don't know why, just like those type of memories keep flooding in. I'm just like, man, I wonder if that's just me or if Penny's going to feel that way or whatever. It's just like, it's a weird thing to start remembering like the day to day as a kid. Cause normally as a kid, you're just like, oh yeah, we used to do this all the time, whatever. And you kind of like paint these broad strokes of what your childhood was like.
Right.
But when you start to really go like nitty gritty on like the day to day stuff or like these little tiny things that were like a big deal to you as a kid, it's like, man, that's wild. And then to think that you're going to be responsible for like creating a lot of that stuff for your kid, like that's I don't know, it's a really trippy way of thinking.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Sure,
sorry, like, I don't know where that came from, but yeah,
I find it fascinating, that whole perspective. I mean, that just like changes everything.
Yeah.
And it'll actually change when she's here. So I'm like really curious to see how you change as a result of that.
Just be a lot more tired and
yeah, but I think it's gonna be awesome. I think it's gonna be great. Just having that experience. And like, here's the beauty of being a father is that you went through your childhood, right?
Yeah.
And you know what you liked and you know what you didn't like. And now you have the opportunity to, it's like making a game. Like you played all these games. Now you have a taste for like, oh, I would do this and that. And this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now you have that opportunity with her. And it's like, you can make it how you wanted it and learn from the mistakes. That's the beauty of this cyclical nature of humans.
I'm like, so much like my dad, though. That's the thing, is like, I love my dad and he did such a great job.
Yeah.
But there are certain things where like, oh, this is how my dad would have handled this situation. And it's like, okay, cool. I got to like, you know, either repeat that because I know it's like really good.
Yes.
Or it's like, oh no, I want to tweak this because this is how this made me feel whenever I was five or whatever. So it's like, I want to navigate that.
Yeah.
And same thing with my mom, but, just my dad being here yesterday, it was like we've grown really close, and it's been like it's just different, like how we were like as kids versus now. It's just such a weird transition.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, like do I model after like when he was younger versus now versus like, it's such a, because like you're absolutely right, you get to see like your parents' whole life too,
right?
And how that is, that's affected you. So it's like, it's not like just, oh, it's how they affected you as a kid. It's how they affected you throughout your 35 years or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of it. It's like, not that, like, my parents are amazing,
mm-hmm.
and they did a great job, but they're not perfect. And it's mm-hmm. like, you always strive to be better every generation, and you'd hope that, like, she is better than you.
Right.
And if that happens, like, that's how humanity moves forward.
Yeah.
Progresses. Yep. Right. So
it is kind of funny though, to think like, you know, even if it's stuff like, oh, I would never spank my kid or whatever. Right. Like, I was spanked all the time because right. I was just bad. But it's like, okay, like if we don't spank our kid, it's like, how much of that changes? Like, how much of who I am was based off of this right, action right. and this right. discipline or this whatever. And it's like, that you really don't know that. Like, you could go to a therapist and I'm sure they would unlock a whole bunch of stuff.
Sure.
But are they even right? Like, who knows? Like, I understand, you know, like, so
it's tough. Yeah.
So it's just,
humans are complex
all
creatures.
All that being said, it's all a crapshoot, and
I think you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And, you won't know until you're in it, man. I think a lot of that stuff's unlocked when you're in it. I mean, what do I know?
John and Lindsay seem to be doing fine. I think they actually are getting some sleep too, which is nice.
Wow.
It is fun. It's not funny, but it's, I smile whenever I get like a little, like if John likes a TikTok or whatever, but it's like 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, buddy. Jeez. All right.
Yeah. I got to text them. I got to check in on them, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like, I'm sure they're getting inundated.
That's how
we were.
Like, we have all these like lasagnas and things. We gotta send them. And
right. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys. That's a journey.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, I mean, we'll always have the podcast and we'll just keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we have this. did you want to wrap up with the thing about numbers?
Yeah, we could do that. That's how long ago? Oh, that's a good episode. All right. Numbers.
Okay.
So we were talking about this yesterday.
Sure.
We
as in you and Chelsea?
Me, Chelsea, and my father-in-law. Okay. Yeah. I say, I think Joe's here too. So okay. Brother-in-law too.
Sure.
Actually, definitely. Cause he was fighting me on this one.
Sure.
I think we invented numbers and like, you know, therefore we invented like math.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking.
Is that a disputed?
Well, so we were saying like, okay, pi, like the number pi.
Yeah.
And this is where Chelsea was like, I could do 8 numbers. And it's like, okay. It goes infinitely.
It's all connected.
It's all infinite. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was saying, well, technically it would end when everybody dies. So let's say you are reciting the number for pi.
Yep.
And you can live forever and everyone else is dead.
Yep.
Right. So it's like, and then eventually like you're gone and then the number ends. That's the number.
Right.
To me. Like, it's not infinite. It's just whenever the human race is gone, let's say the planet turns off or whatever and we're dead. It's like, to me, then the number's done. Like, that's the finite thing.
I have the same exact argument.
We're
on the same exact
page. Okay, yeah, exactly. So
my brother vehemently disagrees because he's actually smart.
Sure.
He's math.
Yeah.
But it's all theoretical.
Exactly.
But we're coming at it from a philosophical standpoint. It's like, does anything exist if nobody's there to... It's like if a tree falls in the forest kind of deal, right?
We came up with it. We did the math. We did. It's not like we discovered numbers.
Well, can't you find pi in nature? Like circles, right? So
they're, like the golden ratio and stuff.
Yeah, but circles specific, like the radius or something.
Yeah, but that's us explaining stuff. So I'm not saying it's, but like, you're not,
but
like, it's
pi,
not going to be.
So math is just a tool to express.
Just like, nature. With like time and stuff, like we're trying to express like.
So technically it exists?
But not in our way of saying like, oh, we have to put all these numbers out to do it. Like pi exists. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yes.
But it exists in this, like, it's just there.
Right. So I guess the other argument would be like when you're describing a circle and you're trying to find the radius of a circle.
Yeah, but who
and
cares?
Circles exist. Well,
that's
okay,
the thing.
You can't say that.
Well, no. What I'm saying is the only reason all of that happens, and the only reason why you have all this stuff is because it's humans and we're trying to do that. You think a dog comes up and be like, I would really like to find the circumference of this Frisbee. Heck no. It's just like, man, this Frisbee's really going.
They like
it's
Frisbees.
Good. Yeah, but I don't think
they might.
Maybe. But I'm saying is like there is a finite end to everything. Like, yes, theoretically, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
you just keep going.
Yeah.
But nobody can ever just keep going.
Well, they say the universe is infinite and it's ever expanding, but it's like, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, you can never get to infinity.
Yeah.
So you can never prove that it exists.
Exactly. Like, it's not, because the moment you die, it's done. So then it's
theoretically.
Like, yeah. Again. Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Theoretically.
Yeah. It's all mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. So my thing was like, it's not like it's, we're like discovering gravity. We're just trying to make sense of this chaos. Where like gravity is a thing, right? Like, you know, where we discover it, it's there, and they're like, oh, hey, we, this is how we explain it or whatever.
Right.
But it's not like we're manipulating.
Well, it's, numbers are there too, but it's just the vehicle in which we describe things.
Sure. But
like it, you can have a number of objects, like that is real.
Yeah.
But we have to categorize that somehow. And we use math. We invented math to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Like, we invented language to do any, like...
Yeah, it's just, it's talking. That's fine.
Like, everything's just meaningless.
Yeah, well, that's, I think that's the crux of
we invented language to describe it, like...
When the sun goes out, it doesn't matter, is really what that boils down to.
What is a sun? It's just a made-up word.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, this rabbit hole forever. We could go down very deep.
Yeah.
It's bad. This is what all the philosophers did, maybe. Probably not. We're probably very stupid.
Anyway,
I don't know.
That's
no, that, I agree with that. Although it's like, I don't know. It's a theoretical.
Well, I was getting looked at like I was crazy.
No, I had the same thought once with that, where it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can infinity exist? Can you ever, because you can't get there.
Infinity only exists as long as we're around.
I also treat infinity like a, the way I think about it is like it's movement.
Okay.
Infinity seems like an ever moving thing to me. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, people talk about infinity like it's set in stone, where it's like, oh, it's just infinite and here it is, like it's another number.
Yeah.
But I always attribute direction to it, where it's like we're still counting upwards, discovering new numbers, if that makes sense. Like in pi, for example, they're still figuring out pi. Like, it's moving.
It's, but like,
still,
it's
still
this
going.
It's a dumb thing too, where like, you know, we're in 2024, right?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, but why aren't we in 13 billion, you know, like why don't we have a bigger year number, right? Because it's all theoretical. So then let's say our planet dies, right?
Impossible.
New planet comes.
Okay.
And it's like a new human race,
sure,
or the equivalent of it or whatever.
Sure.
And they eventually go through all the evolutionary process of they're getting to, oh, hey, here's numbers again.
Okay.
They're just going to start back at one. It's still going to, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, we've already had a 2024 here as far as we're considered, but then it's like you have like AD and BC and stuff. And then a different planet is going to have their own
so
reset.
What's the premise here?
It just doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Infinite means it's just like it's theoretically infinite, but you're still going to start from zero. Like, you're still going to start over. Like, you're not taking into account infinite. We never do. So
right.
We just say, oh, there's infinite, but we're still starting at,
well, I don't think we one. Can comprehend infinity. I think it's
impossible. We can put our money where our mouths are and say, oh, you really think the Big Bang happened 13 billion years ago or whatever like that? Like, cool, then it's the year 13,900,000,000 blah blah blah.
I mean, at that point it's just inconvenient.
Yeah, but that's what
terrible.
I want. That's what I want. Come up with a
I'm
new
not with you
come
on
up
that.
With a new thing.
Nah, I'm not with you on that. When you're fluble, man, you can do that.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
That'll be in the top 10.
I'll get everyone to realize it's only a couple thousand years old. So it's
yikes.
Like, hey, look.
Yikes.
Dude, 5,024, super easy.
That's easy. That would be easy.
Yeah.
I would be so egotistical that it would be one.
Just starting when you're feeling
fluble.
Fluble. Yeah. Yeah.
Like AF after fluble. You know?
I wouldn't even do AF. I would do just like
MF.
Like either like or like your initials or something, or just be like
JP.
Like ZZ or something.
Yeah,
just like,
yeah, yeah.
I am the end. Like, it's it.
Omega.
Yeah.
Then one.
Good.
Yeah.
Or do like an emoji.
No.
Do you know how many like systems would have to like read? Like, that would be the huge power play.
Yeah.
Because everyone that is doing like drop down menus and,
yeah,
and time stamps and different things like that. they only have numbers. Yeah. Right? And it's the number.
Which
keeps
emoji
going.
Though? Which emoji?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever our top fives are. Whenever we
we're
going to
do that, right? We're going to do top five emojis.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
But that would be hilarious. You would force the world.
No, it's a troll. It's a big troll.
Yeah. Add emojis.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that route, but I'd make some changes. Nobody should wield that power. Dune was actually a great
Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a couple episodes ago, I was talking about when I was flu, I'd be a terrible person. Mm-hmm. It's like anyone who says otherwise is lying through their teeth. Like nobody can wield that power.
100%.
And I think Dune illustrated that well because I was uneasy the whole time.
Yep.
Where these people are worshiping you. It's like, I don't like that. No man should be worshipped.
No.
And that's actually why I hate our culture of stardom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I just like have this memory of like, there was this person showing me, or I was watching a video of this person going to an Adele concert, I think, or something. And she's weeping. She's literally crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's just a person. Like, she's extremely talented.
Elvis or the Beatles. Or, yeah.
She's extremely talented. Her music's great. You know, that's a special experience. Mm-hmm. I get it. And, you know, getting emotional, okay. But I don't know. There's something perverse, in my opinion, about that sort of attachment to a singular person.
Yeah.
It's, like, scary to me. It's because
you're God at that point. Like, that's
but
no
that's
different.
What these people must think.
Yeah.
If you're one of the most popular, like, Taylor Swift, the fact, maybe she is crazy, but the fact that she hasn't gone insane.
Yeah.
Just based on, you can't have a normal life.
Right.
She can't go to the store to buy milk.
Well, she has people for that, but yeah.
But she couldn't if she wanted to.
Right.
Everyone would stop you.
Probably.
Everyone would want a picture. Everyone would be telling you, oh.
I wonder if she could go into like Montana, just real normal and just walk
in.
And
I think she's that popular that she can't go anywhere.
Henry Cavill did that in New York. No one gave a crap.
He's nowhere close to her.
I guess, but he's up there. Like, it's from a star. Like, if you just see a star in the middle of the street, like,
But everyone knows her.
Yeah.
A lot of people know Henry Cavill, but I don't think he's close, honestly. I wouldn't.
Oh, to Taylor Swift now? Not at all.
So.
Should be. He's a gem.
I would say maybe like a president is on that level. Like everyone knows the president, young, old.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if Trump walks into everyone knows Trump. Like he might
Trump,
be.
Trump, yeah.
He might be the most.
I think you could get Biden in there.
And yeah, him too.
I don't think. Well, I don't know.
Grandpa. Yeah.
I don't think
might,
anyone would.
Yeah. Trump's so unique of a.
He would be a
person.
Pompous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's. Yeah.
I.
He would be telling people.
He
hey,
might be
hey,
the
you
most
know
famous person on the planet right now.
Yeah.
Him or Swift, maybe.
I think overall we still give extra credit that like it may like to people. Like Taylor Swift is up there for sure. But like how many times do you see like they pull like Steve Carell or any actor and they're like, "Oh, what do you think of Steve Carell?" And people are like, "Oh, I don't know." Like they don't even know it's him, you know?
There
like,
is that you couldn't do that with Trump.
Well, no, that's
I don't think you could do that with Taylor either.
She would be up there.
They're international too. Like, you drop them almost anywhere in the world. I think they'd be recognized almost immediately.
That would be funny. I would assume they'd be more recognizable in other countries.
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
You don't think?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Taylor might be able to get away with it. I mean, like she had somewhat of it. Like she puts glasses on the Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, my point is no one should wield that amount of power.
Yes. I agree.
Absolutely corrupts your soul and is just terrifying to think about.
So you think if we didn't kill Jesus, we just let him go?
Ooh. You have to, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of defeats the whole purpose of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
What a new RPG idea.
I love that story, though.
Yeah.
Like it's just... I have always resonated with the character that puts the weight of the burdens of the world on his shoulders, even though he's innocent. That is super powerful to me.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stories like that, but I always resonate with characters like that because, like, they don't deserve it, but they take it anyways.
Yep.
That's a powerful archetype.
But not the main character.
Could be the main character.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't make him the main character.
Yeah, usually it is the main character that
absolutely
does
that, but that's the subverting expectations of like,
yeah, yeah,
because the reason why I would not have the main character is because nobody is to that level. So if you have a human playing the game,
yeah,
they don't deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, sure. you don't deserve to be Jesus. Sorry.
Well, it's, you know, is there a situation in which they have that option to do that? But
maybe
it's like, okay, well, you can live and keep the relationship you made with all your characters, play the sequel, or yeah, you can die.
And then it's just, you aren't allowed to play the
sequel.
You're
the greatest. But you can play the sequel, but everyone's talking about you, but you have to play as a new character.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That would be cool.
And what I would be fascinated about in our RPG, where it's all about decision making, mm-hmm. is we'd be able to track what, like in a theoretical world where a lot of people were playing, is like what decisions everyone made. Like, I love that for Baldur's Gate and everything, mm-hmm. where they were coming out with, here's how many people did this and that. And
yeah,
I thought that was
the back end stuff where we would need a programmer to,
to get all that. This is all a pipe dream, but like that would be really interesting to me to like. Because you know that like there's going to be, our goal would be to like, we want it to be so even that like in a dream world, every decision would be even.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like complete mix of thought. But you know that people would gravitate towards some things. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, for example, maybe we'd have a villain that we try to make sympathetic. And there's a choice whether to save them or not. But overwhelmingly everyone just thinks he's a piece of shit, mm-hmm. because like you have like a good thing he did, but there's like a reason and the reason's not compelling enough.
Yeah.
And it's like finding that balance where it's like you want 50-50 where people like really can't decide, or you know.
Right. Yeah.
But there will be moments I would suspect where it's like, oh, it's like 95 because like people think that this is irredeemable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be fascinating to me.
It'd be a good social experiment. We gotta come up with a cool working title name too.
Yeah,
not to put you on the spot.
I was going to say quick. Dragon's Dogma, but that's taken. I think that's a good name.
Project Flubel.
Project Flubel would be great. I mean, we'd have Flubel in there for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be he's a big bad guy, right? Like that's
one of. I think. I mean, I always like the machine, the government. I mean, we talked about the one idea we had with the main. I sent you this the other day. The main character. So in fantasy, I was actually thinking about the reason I came to this conclusion or thought or idea or whatever, and it might not even be unique, but like I was playing Final Fantasy, of course, and like you can revive people, like there's Phoenix Downs, like you can heal people, and I'm like, well, like in the story beats and stuff, it's like if a character, like in the original remake, like Jesse dies, spoiler, mm-hmm. right? So you should be able to give her a Phoenix Down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, see, like when it comes to story beat stuff, it doesn't jive.
That's in my list of like way, you know, the 2001 or whatever, that list of like RPG tropes that every RPG has to have.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the rules, I forget what number it was, but it was, mommy, why can't they use Phoenix Down on Aeris?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, what if the game was like, it's your typical fantasy world. You have the magic and all the components, except there's no healing.
Yep.
Except for the main character. You're the only person in the world that can heal, revive people.
Yep.
And it just becomes this moral dilemma where it's like, who do you revive? You know, everyone's vying for your powers. And it's like this, you were kind of saying, I like your thought of it, where it's like, you actually kind of realize how important this is and keeping it hidden. So there's this balance of like, I can heal this sick person, but there's so many people around, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to know, right?
Conundrum.
Well,
yeah,
not really. That guy puts on a cape and
flies. That's fair. Yeah,
Superman's not subtle.
Yeah,
Batman's subtle.
Yeah,
yeah, Batman's subtle. He's not good.
No, he's not. You would have to do something to make it a little bit more edgy or compelling. Is like when they heal something, there's like a giant beam of light that shoots from the heavens or something. Yeah, like something. Everybody sees it, but then nobody knows what it is.
Sure.
And then it's just like, you can do this, but
I don't know.
Your target is like
I kind of like the idea of, it starts out, you're just healing people, and it's this like lighthearted good story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I'm just a healer. And then just word of mouth spreads.
Yeah. It just progressively goes.
And then it just gets dark. Like you just add these drops of,
Yeah.
The government gets involved. The Flubel hears.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is have a character that like does that, or you come up against this thing where it's like, oh, this person just saved the dog or whatever. That's but then like it does this thing where like now they hone in on you and now it's like, oh crap, you have to like hide them or try to do something.
I wouldn't want it to be so sudden. I'd like it to be, I mean, my original thought was like just throughout the game, it just gets more and more like people hear more and more and more.
Yep.
And then it's like, I think you can do a thing where it's like people are trying to use you. It's like that moment where you like you heal someone because like at first you just want to heal everyone, mm-hmm. I would assume. And then this person's actually a horrible person, just kills a bunch of people or something or does something crazy.
Yeah.
And then you blame yourself. Like, you know, I think the moral quandary there is interesting. And then people are trying to use you. You don't know who to trust. You don't trust anything. Like that's a spiral.
Yeah.
I think that would be fascinating.
Like just have a cleric that doesn't want to be a part of it.
You don't want to heal anyone. Yeah. And it's just like, and then like there has to be some plot where you can make a difference to save them. And it's like, I just think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's put it on the list and that's going to be we're going to have to really rein ourselves in and figure out like what's the,
well, this is my favorite part where anything's possible.
Well, yeah, you put it all on the board and then we'll start drawing lines and figure it out. Yeah. That'll be good.
Anyways. Anyways. Well,
cool.
Did you have anything else? No, I think we got through everything.
Yeah, I was expecting to end with Final Fantasy, but we kind of like front-loaded
that a little
bit. Yeah, sorry. No, it's fine. It's good.
I can help myself. I think a lot of it's going to be the review that we have.
I will do a concerted effort like every night this week to just, I'll get through it and not get through it as in like it's a slog. Like if I really am not connecting, eventually I'll just be like, look, I'm good. I did what I wanted to do for it. But I also haven't.
If you want to knock it back too, we don't have to do it next week.
We'll see. You know,
I really can't wait to talk to Kyle about it though.
I want to see what Dragon's Dogma gets. And if Dragon's Dogma, like if everyone's saying like this is the second coming and this is a 10 out of 10 game and everything like that, that might be enough for me to be like, all right, well, let's see what's going on.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I want to see, but
it's got a lot of things I like about, I love character creation. I think it's going to
get like an 85, 88, something like that. People are going to be,
people are so excited for, I don't know. I don't get it. It doesn't look great.
No.
I did like some of the things that they were talking about though with it. With all the characters.
Yeah, but as they were talking, what they were showing on the screen, like I was watching What's-His-Face from John Wick.
Yeah.
Given like the, here's what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, dude, this does not, like it, like there are some cool animation things with like fighting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But like as he's talking and then you have like this kind of like really, especially compared to Final Fantasy,
right.
Like these flat animation characters and stuff that look like they're ripped right out of like Starfield or something. Yeah. Maybe not that bad. But it's just like, man, I don't know what people are seeing in this thing. I'd love to be converted, though.
I'd love to as well.
Yeah.
I just want to be part of the team.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, you are one of the Arisen, and you have to do... It's like, that whole intro, like, that's the one good thing that Final Fantasy has, is just like, it bucks a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I'm so tired of being like, you're one of the Chosen, you're the person that... It's a cool premise.
Sure.
Like, the Dragon Dogma premise of, like, this dragon stole your heart and now you got to get it back for your lineage or whatever. Like it's neat.
Yes.
But it's also very like high fantasy. Just like, yeah, all right.
There's been a lot of high fantasy.
Yeah.
I think
it's like, cool, let's do this. But how many apples do I need to pick and bring to this NPC? You know, like that kind of thing. And like they touted a big thing of like, oh, we don't really like, they have fast travel, but it's not like crazy fast travel where it's like, we want the world to be brimming with life and you know, engaging and different things like that. So I'm like, if they pull that off, I'm in.
Yeah.
I think Witcher did a really good job with that.
Right, right.
So if they can go that route and make it almost like, here, I'll tell you, I'm looking for an accessible, like Elden Ring-esque thing where it's full of discovery and whatnot, but it's not like cheap. They kill you and then you got to redo a whole bunch of stuff and things like that. Like if it's like a more narrative driven thing, but it's like Zelda and the fact of like, I'm going to look, oh, that flower on that mountain looks cool. I'm just going to go there. And then it's rewarding. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. It could suck maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. That's the beauty of
what, next week,
21st. So I think Thursday.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Excited. Yeah. After that, I don't know what's next after that. I think there's a little bit of a dry spell.
I mean, good in that there's so many RPGs, like a Dragon. Little Guardsman isn't too long, so I'll knock that out. But yeah, there's...
I'm going to do Unicorn Overture, Overlords.
Yeah, I really want to...
It's, that game is right up my alley. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is like a Fire Emblem.
Yeah, but it looks more...
RPG.
Yeah. But they were talking, it's not like heavy exposition. It's like, you have a couple of lines, and then you move on to the, like, the combat and stuff, and it's just like...
Is there, is there 50 characters, like a relationship aspect to it, like build bonds?
Yeah, I mean, you could technically marry everybody and do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, the one thing, not to keep harking back to our RPG, but one of my favorite things about the one Fire Emblem, I think it was Awaken or something, was like there's two halves of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first half, you kind of like pair people up based on like who you, because like that game's mechanic was like you have people in pairs and they combo each other.
Yeah, that's.
Is that all of them?
At least the last two, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that is just Fire Emblem.
It seems that way, yeah.
So you'd pick like which party members you'd pair up, and then they would get bonds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half of the game is like their kids, like you could be part of your squad or something.
That's cool, yeah.
Now, it was weird because there's some time travel stuff because they're still young, and then their kids are their same age, so that was really weird. I would love a game where it's like either the first half of the game's that, and
or
then
the
play as their kids, or the sequel.
Yeah.
And then you play as like
that's always tough to pull off. Like Mortal Kombat tried it, Tekken tried it. Like, you know, like it's where it's like, oh, it's the kids now. It's a new generation. It's like,
but that's the beauty of it. Like we have so many examples about how it's terrible.
Yeah,
and I think it's because you try to make them like their parents, and it's like,
yeah,
no, you gotta do something.
Two halves of a whole. It's a way to bring a new character in that's pulling traits from two other people, and like, how does that, you know?
I just think it's interesting where it's like. You can have this situation where it's like you have the first game and you're the main character, and then your son or whatever, it's like maybe they resent you because you're like the hero and you can't go anywhere without, you know what I mean? That's always an interesting.
And then people will dissect it and be like, oh, it's like the developers, they made a really good thing, and then they're rebelling against that thing because they don't want to be pigeonholed. They want to try something new or something. Like that's what they're doing with the Kojima and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's worth it if we get to, sure. Like,
hey, I'd love people to say that about us. That'd be a great place to be.
Well,
say anything
let's
about
get some
us.
Ideas down and then learn coding. I don't know. But I'll be right.
It's all just a fun exercise for
me. It's creativity.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yep. All right.
Cool.
Well, that's all we had.
Yep.
If you made it this far, we appreciate it. Check us out, couchcompany.games. Should be up and running. If not,
www.couchcompany.games. It should be up.
Tyler put a lot of effort into transitioning over to the new site, so that's really exciting. So shout out to Tyler. Appreciate you. And we will see you same time, same place. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.